Blog Talk Radio.
Just takes us all back. It
down here on Soul Sports Radio. What's happening, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Pod Jr., and it's a beautiful Thursday afternoon here in the U.S. of A. I am in the southern part of the U.S. of A., and it is hot. I mean, it is hot. Summer is on. The strangest thing is that we had so much rain. So our road out here in the country has been washed away. So we're stuck. We can't get to the city. If we do, we have to take the road, which is on dirt. And these dirt roads and cars just getting beat up. Anyway, I don't need to go on down. I'm just going to have a good time here with you guys and having a blessed and beautiful Thursday afternoon here for us. Well, I'm not sure what time it is. We're part of, just depending on what part of the world you're in. But bless you and keep you. I hope you are good. Much love to all you guys. Astrid, thank you so much. I had a wonderful conversation with you earlier. Sorry for blessing me. And we love you and really appreciate you so much. You know, Astrid loves this kind of music, and I've been trying to, bug her. As a matter of fact, I got to my emails from her, and it's just a bunch of old school love songs. So thanks, Astrid, for keeping us straight here. Much love, Greg. He's working on some product right now for our new site. Again, new website again. This is like third new website. Finally, I think they got it right. This should be completed by the end of this week. It's pretty much done now, but be safe. If you want to go and take a look at it before they switch it over to Solar Records Radio, you can go to WardellPodsJr.com, get a look at it, WardellPodsJr.com. You'll see there just a couple more things and tighten it up. And so, but you know, go check it out. And you could, like, basically a lot of this Solar Records Radio is named after Solar Records. That's where I got my start, music industry. And so I, you know, just want to celebrate Solar by using the name Solar Records Radio as a token of my gift, you know, just saying, Mr. Griffey, for launching my professional career. Anyway, so we're gonna just relax, man. It's gonna just chill and some great old school music, and hope guys like it. I'm taking it down memory lane. I said, don't guys, we're going down memory lane. So here we go. Let's go on. Much love, Kevin. Thank you, Masterclass. Much love to all you guys listening to Kevin's Masterclass. Much love, thank you so much. Guys over at Solar Records Radio, much love to all you guys as well, and to our new members, welcome to Solar Records Radio. And then to our listeners over on the Solar Records page, much love to you guys as well. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy Wardell Potts Jr.
Cream of the crop.
this better. Pastor said we are breaking up quite a bit, so I hope this is working out a little better. Love. Messages sometimes are good and sometimes they're not good, right? In this case, it wasn't good. As per Astrid, she said, I couldn't tell if it got any better, but much love to all you guys. Technology is driving us crazy as usual. And so I hope that you guys can hear me okay. I hope things are well. I have one more microphone that I can switch to after this. So I hope works well. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music, keep it rolling here on Solar Records Radio. Love you and appreciate it. beautiful song by Brenda and the Tabulations. I mean, right to my tongue. I simply forgot to say I love you. But know that I do. I really love you. And I appreciate you. And I appreciate all the listeners to hang out with us. It's so simple sometimes to remember the important things. But once you remember, make sure you do what you're supposed to do. All right? Okay, guys. Let's see what's happening. Is it going? Because it's going to hurt. No. I love that funk. I love Kizzy K on Soul Africa. My. As much love to you and God bless you again and being patient with us. I love you and appreciate everything. I am going to continue to play some good old music for you that I know from back in the. So here we go. Our records radio.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
Oh, One day I'm gonna be free, honey. Yes, I will. And nothing can make me stay, not even your money. And I know you're gonna think that I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl.
Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child. Are you listening? I'm gonna be free. That's all I am. I don't need your loving no more. I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Free.
I can live without you now.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is old school, and of course, you know what it means, old school Thursday or Throwback Thursday, and I'm your host, Don Fleming. Actually, I'm coming in naked as a jaybird, because it's figuratively, because I don't know what's going on. Actually, Wardell is having some audio difficulties right now, so I'm coming in and hanging out with you guys, but it's all good. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to be here because I just so happen to be working at my desk anyway. So I'm calling and enjoying the music. Of course, that was Redbone, Come and Get Your Love, classic from 1974. We're going to go ahead and keep this music going. We got about another 50 minutes left of the show. I want you guys to make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm playing it is Throwback Thursday Night with yours truly. And I'm Don Fleming, by the way. So make sure you tune in tonight and hang out. Again, you never know who's going to call in and hang out with me. So, but anyway, let's go ahead and keep the music going, man. I love a lot of that UK soul. I love what we call soul music from across the pond. So I'm going to dedicate this block to all of that British music, that UK soul, and all that good stuff. Let's take you back to the year 1986 and one of my favorites from the group, 52nd Street. The name of the song is called Tell Me How It Feels. And you tell me how the show feels to you. Of course, it's Throwback Thursday, Solar Records Radio.
I know it's been hard.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is old school. Oh, well, Throwback Thursday. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr. See if we can get Wardell back on. Wardell, are you there, brother? Can we hear you? Are you there?
I'm here. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you. I can hear you well, man. This block, I dedicated this block to all those that was into that UK soul. A lot of that soul music that was from across the pond, which you just heard from the Zagora album, 1986. I still have that album. I still blast it from front to back. It's a press play album. Great visual as far as the artistry of it. I love album covers, too. We talked about it with Lakeside and stuff. But, of course, that was Stay a Wild Child from the Zagora album from Loose Ends from across the pond. Before that, gave you the extended version of "Mama Used to Stay," "Mama Used to Say" by Junior, of course. Look, from that little Mother's Day hangover, but yeah, we're still thinking about the mothers out there. Of course, this past Sunday was Mother's Day. I hope you guys had a wonderful Mother's Day. By the way, "Mama Used to Say" by Junior, and of course, started off the block, 52nd Street. "Tell Me How It Feels Again." Dedicated that whole block to the UK, man. Had to do that.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for being an amazing partner, coming in and making sure we're good here.
No doubt, brother. No doubt. Let's go.
Okay. You know, I'm paranoid now, and every time I say something, someone screams something, I go, uh-oh. Something's wrong.
No. You're good.
Yeah. Talk Mike is perfect, Greg said. Thank you, Greg and Astrid. Oh, man. It's nice to have a team like that that's always looking out. But I want to give a shout-out to Kimberly over in California. She is going through some really bad weather, but she's hanging out, and she asked me a question. She says, "What do you know about that music, Wardell?" Oh, man. I'm like, girl, you just don't know. And I grew up, I think, hold on, what song was she talking about? She was talking about, that's Astrid right on the tip of my tongue. She's like, Melinda. Melinda's the girl. You know that song? Oh, my goodness. I had a crush on a girl by the name of Linda when that song came out. So it was, I was a little kid. And so, Kimberly, I don't know how much older you are than me, but I was young and fresh, like Don was fresh. I was young and fresh, chasing those girls at a very young age, and that music helped. So anyway, Kimberly, be safe over there. I know you're having storms in California. We've been having them really badly here. As a matter of fact, our street, the street that we drive down, got washed away the day before yesterday. So we
Talk a little bit about that, man. I didn't get a chance to, I don't know if you talked about it on the show yesterday, but, man, for those who are just tuning in, when you told me about it, I know you had to handle your business or whatever. I wanted to get in detail, but I know you were kind of busy and preoccupied. But for the listeners and myself, talk a little bit about that, man, because I was joking with you a little bit. I gave a little moment of levity because I said, look, that's what you get for being so many hours from Austin, so many hours from Houston, so many hours from San Antonio. You like in the middle of
nowhere.
Butt crack
I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's crazy. I mean, it is. It's just nothing but land. And animals and us, and it's beautiful. But when stuff like this happens, it's like what? So it was just really crazy because as I was leaving to go, one of my students was performing, and so I went to see his performance at the high school. And as I'm driving, I'm going, wow, this water is really high. And it got a point. There was a point when I was driving through the water that I switched it to four-wheel drive. Just to make sure I made it to the other side. And then I started going fast. And I went to rig. I was like, I don't want to sink in this. And, and so then I got to the other side. And I thought, wow, that's crazy. Because it was raining the whole time I was driving and gone. So I was thinking, it's really going to be bad when I get back. And so all of a sudden, while I'm at the concert, I get a text message. And it's from the city. They had taken a picture of the road, and the water had went underneath the road and under the road, and it was just a big gaping hole under our road. I was like, "Well, so the road's sitting up there, but there's nothing to support it. So at any time, it just, and so I'm like, wow, that is wild. So I understand, we stayed in a hotel because my daughter was flying in that night. And so we got a hotel and she came and stayed with us. And it was just like crazy, man. The next day, I didn't want to drive the back roads because I don't know them. I don't really take the back roads because it's too dirty. It's just dirt and rocks. So I don't go to back roads. I try to stay on the concrete as much as possible. So then we spent the night, and then the next day we got up and came, and it was fine. But it's just like living, living a whole nother world. I was in California for 40 years, and I was used to that. Now this is just something else, man. I don't know. I think I made a mistake. I love my animals that I have. I love taking care of the animals and everything, but I don't know, man. I'm craving concrete right now. I need some more concrete in my life. So that's about it for me. But it's just kind of scary, man. Just kind of not scary. I'm not scared. I'm just, it's just kind of weird. That's all. And so we're from all the big cities.
We're glad you're okay.
Thank you. So just to give you a perspective, I'm an hour and a half from every big city in any direction. So I'm in the middle of nowhere. So
literally,
and that's what it is. All my cousins around here, they all own their own, you know, they have their own ranches, and so we all are on ranches, and it's just crazy. It's a nice thing to be able to go visit, you know, but to have to live here all the time, I'm not sure if that's, you know, made for everybody. I mean, it's not for me. I think I would like to be able to, visit like we used to. You know, I used to come here and stay here for 3 or 4 weeks every 2 months and stuff, and clean it up and everything. But now it's just, anyway, whatever. I'm done with that. Let's get back to the music, man. I'm enjoying this music, and I got all kind of stuff coming up on my screen. So you can hear me. You guys can hear me. Astor, Greg, y'all can hear, brother? I'm so happy. All right, so now, Don, am I doing the next block, or are you doing the next block?
Hey, I know you're adjusting, so I wanted to go ahead and keep the music going. And, I'm going to give you a block tonight, so I'm going to give him one. You know, I'm so gracious. It's all good, man. But I feel the mood. I'm in the mood for some Doobie Brothers, man. So let's go ahead. We got 26 minutes left. Go ahead and keep this music going. Give you a classic from 1979 by the Doobie Brothers. Of course, this is called Minute by Minute. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
I don't need your hand. I know I I need love.
I dedicated this block. This block was dedicated to, like, the brothers, sister block. Of course, the last block I did, I dedicated to UK Soul. And this one, I did two brothers and sisters, if you guys know what I'm saying. Well, let me go ahead and what I just played from 1979, of course, that was music from the Jones Girls, Who Can I Run To? And, of course, Escape. For all you guys that know, Escape, of course, remade it in 1995. But I always go back to the original. Rest in peace to Valerie and Brenda Jones of the Jones Girls. Of course, I love their background vocals. And, of course, Shirley being Shirley, doing what she did and lead. I just absolutely adore that song, Who Can I Run To, by the Jones Girl. Give me a little Motown Philly from back in the late 70s. Of course, before that, from the Go For Your Guns album, 1977, music from the Isley Brothers. I love that. Go For Your Guns. Voyage to Atlantis. Oh, couldn't mention the name of the song. Almost forgot the name of the song, even though I get in those moments where I'm just kind of free-flowing. And I'm imagining, because when you hear that song, when you hear Voyage to Atlantis, and of course, I'm going to go back to them. First of all, started off the block from 1979, the Doobie Brothers, Minute by Minute. Of course, it did the Brothers, Doobie Brothers, the Isley Brothers, and then ended it with the Jones Girls. So see the correlation? See what I did there? You saw that?
I see.
But going back to the Isley Brothers, Voyage to Atlantis, that song is so descriptive, because it's like you are taking a journey, because the way Ernie plays his guitar, the way it's like, it's the way he talks to it, it's almost, you can close your eyes and you visualize taking this journey. The way, I mean, it's just amazing. And I always think about that, when I think of the Isley Brothers, I think about The Joke by Chris Rock. If you guys notice, you know, back in the day when, you know, when rappers would give a shout out to their record label, you know, they get, oh yeah, so and so records, yeah, we're doing it, we're taking over from the 91 and all of that stuff. And back in the day, you never see artists from back in the day do that. And I think Chris Rock said, you don't see Isley Brothers talking about, hey, what's going on in New York? T-Neck in the house. You know, you never hear that. But shout out to T-Neck Records, T-Neck New Jersey. go
wow.
ahead. I'm sorry, what else? Go ahead.
No. Amen. I'm so happy that you're explaining these things, because it's knowledge that I needed to hear. And so thank you so much. I just never heard of T-Neck, so fact that you said that. See? And I'm old school.
T-Neck Records.
Yeah.
T-Neck Records.
T-Neck, you said from T-Neck, Jersey, right? T-Neck, New Jersey?
Yeah, T-Neck, New Jersey, yeah.
Wow. Man, all I think about is food when I think about back east. I'm so greedy. I just love to eat.
You know what? Speaking of back east, when you know I played the Jones Girl, we got about how much left? We're down the home stretch. We got about 11 minutes left. Of course, Wardell's gonna close us out. But I wanted to talk about Philly and talk about food and the music and things like that. The Jones Girls, and of course, shout out to Shirley Jones. We had her on the show a couple of years back. Amazing, and she's a if I'm not mistaken, She's a new grandmother. I think her son just gave birth to a daughter. So shout out to Miss Shirley Jones on that end. They were from Detroit, the Jones sisters. They were from Detroit, and then going into Philadelphia, Philly International, and you know, working with Gamble and Huff, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think they did a stint with I think Bonnie Sigler and whatnot. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I know Ken Gamble and Huff. Now, that Motown upbringing, going into that Philly soul and what you call the ladies of that Motown Philly sound, I mean, what did you think when they came out with the music, you know, the Nights Over Egypt and the Dance Turn Into Romance and you know, I just love that man. And I mean, what, as a Philly boy, hearing that music, knowing that they were from Detroit, how did it was a perfect combination. Now, don't you agree? Did you agree, or what did you think about the Jones Girls, man, and their vibe, their music?
Well, I mean, I loved it. It was a part of my culture being in Philadelphia. You know, I mean, they were big in Philadelphia because they were signed over there, even though they're from Detroit. And so, you know, and we all thought they were from Philly. But their music was just legendary. It was something that really blessed us. And when I say blessed us, I don't mean from a spiritual point of view. I mean from a gift point of view. It was a gift to the people in the community that got to enjoy their music. So I when she came on to the show, you know, it was kind of really, it was so weird for me because this is a person that was performing in my city when I was a child, and their records were out when I was really young, and to have her on and we're talking to her, it was just full circle. I was like, whoa, I can't believe it. So that's also why I get so excited about, you know, some of the old school artists that we bring in, because not only does it make us feel that way, it makes the listeners feel that way when they get to hear these people talk on a personal level, not just talking about, you know, what they hear on TV and stuff, but when they get to hear them just break down and laugh and talk about food and their cities and growing up and who they were before they became who they are. That's why I love bringing these old school artists on here and just really, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty of who they really, really are on the inside. And so, but yeah, I got to take my hats off to you. You were the one that got Jones Girls on. But, you know, Otis Williams was.
I was just happy to be able to do that, man, because I always get in fan mode. You know me. I always get in fan mode when we get artists show. It's something about Philly artists. And I'm going to tell you another story. When I had my radio show, I was able to have, right before she passed away, I had the lovely Fayette Pinckney, the late great Fayette Pinckney from the 3 Degrees. You guys remember Sanford and Son, and we want the 3 Degrees, you know. That early Philly, especially the early 70s, 72, 73, that Philly sound was just amazing, and the 3 Degrees were the center of that. And to have Miss Pinckney on and just talk about, of course, she passed away, I think, a few months later. Just to have that opportunity to have her on the show, it was a blessing. And it's just something, again, it's something about Philly artists when they come on the show, when I get a chance to talk to them. And, of course, rest in peace to Fayette Pinckney from the 3 Degrees. I love that. And going to the Jones Girls, I was just a big fan of Nights Over Egypt. Was everything to me. Dance Turned Into Romance. We got to find that song, man. We definitely got to play it. You know, that's my jam. Dance Turned Into Romance. Dance Turned Into Romance. I was thinking, I know.
Also, we had Billy Paul on right before he passed away, too. So, and we still have, you know, me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on, Lord, do we?
Definitely a legacy. They definitely they are ancestors, but they definitely left the legacy for years to come. Even after we're gone and we become ancestors, that music's gonna live on, man. And yes. I'm just ecstatic to be able to interview these iconic artists. Even, you know, someone like, and she's not from Philly, someone like Denise LaSalle, you know, the queen of the blue, the Delta blues, you know, to have her on my show, my radio show, you know, unfortunately, like a year before she passed away, it was just an amazing time for me to, amazing moments for me to be able to talk to these people I grew up listening to and just having these conversations with, not mm-hmm. being one of those robotic type conversations as a on-air personality where you're talking to a person. It's like having a conversation, and I was just blessed to just, you know, hopefully have the guard down to be able to just talk to people. And, oh, by the way, 50,000, so many thousands of people are listening to the show, by the way. But we're having that one-on-one conversation. And those are the type of interviews that I love, Wardell.
Yes. You know, I heard Smokey Robinson on an interview, I think it was last night. And I was just, you know, we all are human. We are all the same. I mean, you know, and, you know, I've been around and people know me for what I've done and stuff, but I'm just like you. These people, I'm a fan too, just like you guys are. And I when I heard, you know, Smokey Robinson talking about how he knew Diana Ross when she was a little girl, who I'm mm-hmm. that's another person that I'm crazy about. And, you know, and Aretha Franklin when she was a little girl, and how he went into her church and all this stuff. I'm like, whoa, this is amazing information. I love hearing those stories. So that's why we continue to do what we do and bring on these old school artists and share, and there's not just their legacy with us, but their stories, their real true life stories. All right, we got 3 minutes left in the show. We did an hour and a half show today because of technology. We didn't know what was going to happen, so that's the reason. Anyway, we love you guys. What's up, Julian? How you doing, pretty girl? In Detroit, Michigan. Watch out. Tomorrow we're going to be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern. So tune in, hang out with us, and thank you so much for supporting us. I also have a new record coming out. We're going to talk about that a little bit on Saturday. All right. And then Don Fleming, are you doing a show tonight?
Tonight, yes, I am. I am definitely doing a live show tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm about to program it as we speak.
Okay, great. All right, guys. Well, come see about us and hang tonight with us here on Solar Records Radio. We love you and appreciate you, and we thank you. And thank you, Don, for being my brother and stepping up to the plate and taking over the show. Appreciate you. All right, Greg and Astrid, thank y'all for, you know, helping out and making sure that we got the sound right. We love you guys. May all of you guys have a beautiful rest of your day wherever you may be in the world. And thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Good night and God bless you.